Hey, man, congratulations, man. Way to go. Way to go. For three quarters, you saw what we're capable of as a football team. All three phases contributing. Played really, really well. Okay. Hey, look, we got the win in the end, but we know the fourth quarter didn't go the way we wanted to. Okay. But let me tell you something about the NFL. You enjoy them all. Enjoy all the wins, boys. Hey, put a smile on your face and never apologize for a win. Take that W, baby. You earned it. It was a hell of an effort.
Hey, family on three. One, two, three. Bam.
So you went down to San Diego. You got a big win. We saw you in the locker room there. And that's where I want to begin, because it seems week after week, you know exactly what to say to this team, win or lose. As a coach, is that one of the moments that you look forward to, addressing your team after battle?
Well, I think it's important that, you know, you kind of summarize the day's events and kind of message whatever you think is appropriate. And so, thank you. I appreciate that.
Obviously, everybody is listening at that hour. You really have a hold of the locker room. Going back to that win in San Diego, how important was that to gain the momentum against a division rival, first win since 2011, bring it back up here to O.co?
No, it was huge. I mean, it was a great effort coming off of the bye and actually coming off of two losses going into the bye, which, you know, how's your team going to respond? But our guys really, you know, beautiful execution, came out with a lot of energy, went out and really, went after them and played very aggressively. I was proud of our effort. You know, I wanted them to know, hey, it was a heck of a job, even though the fourth quarter didn't go how we want.
Let's talk about that fourth quarter a little bit. What was the message to the team? I know that obviously the first three quarters was exactly what you wanted to see, but what did you tell them about that fourth quarter?
Well, the first three was like, hey, this is what it can look like. This is how good it can be, all right? All three phases, complementary football. The fourth quarter is an example of life in the NFL. It's such a fine line. And so it was a great teaching moment. It was a great opportunity to help our guys grow and understand.
So we look at this Jets team. They're hungry for a win. They're coming off of a bitter loss to the Patriots. When you think of the Jets, the first thing that comes to mind for me is defense. Doesn't matter who their head coach is. How do you get to that defense? What are you telling your players right now?
Well, it's going to be a physical game. And they're a good football team. They don't make a lot of mistakes. So a lot of talent. They have eight former first-round picks on their defense, well-coached. So we've got a challenge in front of us. But we like challenges. You know, we're looking forward to going in and playing good football. It's here at our place, and we're looking forward to the matchup.
What's the message to Amari Cooper? Obviously, he could be going up against Darrelle Revis. When you go up against such a seasoned vet with the reputation that he has,
do your thing. We just want to play football. You know, we've got a good football team. Talked early in the week about, you know, they have a big physical front. So do we. You know, they have certain things. So do we. And so, as a football team, we're going to play our best football when we let it flow. When we trust our preparation, when we believe in one another, and go out and put our best effort forward.
We also have to look at their offense, though. Can't count out Ryan Fitzpatrick, mm-hmm. and then you have Brandon Marshall, Chris Ivory. How are you going to get to those guys?
Yeah, those are really the three key guys. I think Ivory first is what they're all about. They're a run-first offense. The quarterback has given them some stability in Fitzpatrick. He's a guy that'll take off and run it, so you have to be aware of where he is. A veteran guy that's seen a lot, and Brandon Marshall, he's one of the real talented wide receiver in the league. So, again, we've got our work cut out.
Raiders fans have been really happy to see the performance of Malcolm Smith. It seems week after week he continues to step up. What have you seen from his progression?
I think exactly that, great progression. He got here with an opportunity to compete, clearly became the guy that was going to be a starter for us, has gone from just, you know, being a starter to a guy who's really taken charge. He leads our defense. He leads our defense in communication. He leads our defense in production. Just playing really good football.
Going back to Amari, because he's going to be our next guest here, talk about his progression as a rookie week after week, and this past week really excelled.
Yeah, he just, you know, the great thing about him, and it'll be interesting to see how much you get out of him on this show, but, you know, he's just a quiet, unassuming, you know, a hardworking, skilled young man. And he's very serious about playing good football. I mean, that's what's most important to him in his life. Is playing good football. He's a good young man. He's a good teammate. He's just a treat to have on your football team.
Is he the type of hard worker that maybe will never take a step back and look at what he's accomplished? He seems so humbled to me.
Yeah, I don't think he really looks at it like he's accomplished so much. I think he looks at it like, I can do this better. I can do that better. He's constantly looking at ways he can improve. He deflects a lot. And it's just great, because when guys come in with his amount of talent, with that kind of work ethic and approach, you know, great things are in store.
All right, thank you, Jack. Up next, Amari Cooper to talk about his rookie season.
He can't dance. He always tries to dance in practice.
But what's he out there doing? I mean, just two left feet falling over himself or just bad?
Just bad.